This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Start building your website today at squarespace.com. Enter the offer code MORNING at checkout and get 10% off. Squarespace. Build it beautiful. Coming up on TMS, Nerdtacular tickets, baby.
You can only take so much hallelujah.
Julian Assange's cat might explain some things.
Pets on a plane.
Naked Bible man.
New time, new hair.
Running for Mario.
Making things with Bill and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Good afternoon. Good day. Hello. How are you?
Where'd you dig up this shit bird anyway?
This is The Morning Stream. Welcome to day one of the end of the world.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream. It is Tuesday, the 16th. Nope, 15th of November, 2016. I'm Scott Johnson with Ryan Ibbett.
Yeah, let's not rush things. We're halfway through November. We don't need to go any faster than that.
No, it's already a freaking... I don't know what to call it. It's a like freight train.
It's a roller coaster is what it is.
It's a bat out of hell.
That's all. How do you make a roller coaster that's all a roller coaster that's all downhill? Like, it's all super fast and I want it to stop. And
okay, let's think about that.
Yeah.
Has there been a roller coaster? There probably has been, where it is purely like a log flume. It is all about just the one big giant drop for the entire thing.
Sure, right. Log flume, you do the whole do-do-do-do-do, make my way around the thing, and I'm looking at the stuff, yeah.
Look, it's like nature, and here's a rock, and then, ah, right?
Yeah, Splash Mountain, though, at Disneyland, has all that stuff all the way through it. That's the best log flume right there is.
It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good, and you get wet there, which is nice.
It was broken last time we were there,
great.
A bummer.
Great. Yeah. I actually heard a lot of stuff wasn't working this year.
Space Mountain.
Really?
Yes. They were taking, when we were there for BlizzCon, they were de-theming. They were taking the Halloween, there was some Halloween stuff in Space Mountain. So they were taking the Halloween stuff out. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, they'd already added all the Nightmare Before Christmas stuff to Haunted Mansion. So that was running.
Yeah.
Jack Skellington and all that stuff in there. It's a Small World was down. I'm all right with that. Mm. The train isn't working because they're doing all the Star Wars stuff. There's a couple things that aren't working because of the Star Wars stuff. Again, no big loss in my opinion, but the whole Tom Sawyer Island or whatever it is.
Yeah, well, that's all not good either, I guess, because they're tearing that out, right?
They're tearing that out. They're making room for all the new Star Wars stuff, I guess, which I'm not sure. I mean, it's supposed to be up in that Country Bear Jamboree area.
Yeah. I mean,
why isn't Big Thunder Mountain Railroad affected? I'm glad it wasn't because we had a blast on that ride too.
That one's fun. Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it feels like things are just in slightly disarray. I keep hearing from people saying, don't go to Disneyland for the next 2 years. It's a freaking nightmare.
Oh, no, it's still worth it. In my opinion, still a great time. Still the happiest place on earth.
Go to Orlando. It's better there.
Well, they're doing stuff there too. Who's following the news? It's Star Wars is going everywhere.
You get the big ball that you can drink in. That's what everybody says,
The Epcot ball is what they're talking about.
Yeah,
can't drink in the Epcot ball.
I thought you could. No,
no. You drink at all the different countries around the lake. So, Epcot's two parts. There's the whole like World of Tomorrow technology land. The future is so super cool. And check out our big ball section at the front. And then behind that is a big lake, Lake Disney or whatever it's called.
Sure.
And then around it are like 12 different countries, each one selling the alcohol of their homeland.
Ah.
You want tequila? Go to Mexico. You want Skoggle drink? You go to Norway.
Skoggle drink. Here in Norway, we are eating the Skoggle drink. Yeah.
So, maybe I've been playing too much WoW.
You may have been. All right, that's fine. That's a good... that lake, isn't that where Walt Disney's rotting corpse is? Isn't it at the bottom of that lake?
No, he's in a... he's frozen on ice. A cure can be found for...
For death.
Yeah.
You want to find out how we can...
Steamboat Willie fever, whatever he's got. I don't know. Look.
Well, there you go. There's your brief history of the current state of Disneyland and world. May it ever reign as the happiest place on earth.
Yeah.
Brian, it's time for a show, and we got some stuff. So a couple of quick pieces of business. Let's get this out of the way. We now have the proper submission link, which will now be permanent at frogpants.com/TMSFilmFest. It is where you can submit your November submissions for your 30-second or so video. The theme, again, is If Life Were Like a Video Game. And taking your submissions now. So if you're done early, what's our cutoff? 28th, right?
The 28th of November.
That's right.
Monday the 28th.
So you got time.
Week and a half, people.
Yeah, you got time for sure. And again, you know, no real hard rules except that theme. If life were like a video game, and it could be, you know, if it's a little over 30, that's fine. If it's a little under, that's fine. It's just that's a general guideline.
I'd say, you know, keep it between 30 seconds and a minute.
Yeah, there you go.
We have very, very short attention spans and so much to do, and we just can't watch your your 3-minute long diatribe on artifact weapons.
Right. We can't. No, I guess. Although, you know what? I have to make. I'm going to make an admission right now in front of the whole world.
All right.
I'm pretty sure I'm doing artifact weapons wrong. I'm pretty sure I'm doing it wrong. Yeah.
How so? Like,
well,
what,
I haven't been looking up any guides on min-maxing that thing out, and I'm just not really thinking about what runes are in it. I just kind of, I get an upgrade. Okay. Let's put that in there. And,
So not following, like, all right, I'm going to do this path first and then this path.
No, I just do it. I just
I did follow. I did follow some guides on that. I need to.
I probably should. I should, but I don't know why I find that. I find that annoying.
That's why you and I are dead in the back of that first dragon fight, Scott, with all the bugs exploding.
That's true. Stay away from those bugs is the answer. All right. Anyway, so there's that. Then there's this. Nerdtacular tickets go on sale Monday. You heard me right. This coming Monday. Tickets will be available for June 29th, 30th, and July 1st. That's the weekend that we're holding it next year. Nerdtacular 10, Nerdtacular X. We have a lot of announcements coming up with that, so watch for that. But as we know, you'll be able to go to nerdtacular.com. You'll be able to click a link, and that'll let you reserve your tickets as early as Monday morning. In fact, while we're recording this show, those tickets will go live. So I wanted people to be aware of that. People have been asking. Now I'm telling you. And I'll have plenty of updates to come.
Cool.
All right. There's that. Brian.
Yeah. So Tina and I watched a movie last night.
Oh, yeah?
Based on a recommendation. We watched Sisters with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Oh, that movie made me laugh.
It, you know what? It right on the money. It's a great pick, a great suggestion, because it's so, it's got that kind of raunchy thing that comedies in the 2010s are doing, the whole Judd Apatow and how gross can we make this thing and how off the wall and crazy can we get? But it's so much better written, unlike that last sentence. It's so well written that you forget about all the kind of comedy tropes that were going on that are currently going on. Yeah. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, I have no doubt in my mind that movie had to take 1.5 times as long to make, because I'm sure they were cracking everybody up in the crew as they were filming.
Oh yeah, the outtakes and the credits are enough to show that, I thought.
Those
two, I don't know what to compare them to, but they are a modern equivalent of some comedy team.
Sure.
They're so
like the
good.
David Spade and the
Chris Farley. Yeah, that's a Farley. Good one. Good one. Yeah.
They're the Fry and Laurie. They're the Dudley Moore and
that other guy.
And who was it with Dudley Moore?
It's that guy, not Stephen Fry. No, was it Stephen Fry?
No, Fry and Laurie. Stephen Fry, Hugh Laurie.
That's right. It's the other British man.
Yeah.
Hugo Belcher.
Christopher Lee. Christopher Lee and Dudley Moore, the comedy team of...
It wasn't Christopher Lee, was it? I will not allow you into Isengard. Let's go make some jokes.
Cook, that's right. Peter Cook.
Oh, Peter Cook, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, and Dudley Moore.
So, yeah, they're just so... Those two, they're like a dynamo, man.
They know their timing, each other's timing, they're great.
Yeah, they're perfect. And having them... They played the perfect roles. That's a Tina Fey you haven't seen before.
Right, right.
Like, it was just
great. Thank God. Because, you know, the whole baby mama thing really turned me off from that for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know. Amy Poehler's performance, and that was so over the top that it was like, okay, I can only take so much of that.
Yeah, it was a little extreme.
Crack mama kind of thing, but...
This was different. This was
very different.
This was nice. My favorite line was from John Cena when he said, my safety word is Dow Jones Industrial Average. That cracked me up so hard.
Dude, John Cena's massive. Holy crap.
He is a very big man.
All right. So, you know, here's my wrestling knowledge. I did not realize that was John Cena until just now when you said that. That's how little I know about wrestling.
Wrestling fan extraordinaire Brian Ibbett, everybody. Take a bow. I mean, I barely know either. I just know who he is all.
Like, that's why I'm doing my taxes when wrestling comes up during film sec. It's like, let me get my accountant going. Okay, do I carry the one? Okay, yep. Let me know when you guys are done talking about Andre the Giant. And actually, it's the Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan stuff that I feel like I can.
Yeah, you've seen movies with those guys.
Right, exactly. Well, I saw that was the stuff that was on after I was done watching my Saturday morning cartoons, and I didn't turn it on after Plastic Man ended. The credits were rolling on Croft Superstars.
Oh, my gosh, I forgot about Plastic Man. Sinking
the Sea Monster, yeah.
Yeah, they, you know, wrestling, it's a thing. People are way into it, and I'm not, and I don't know why I was never into it, but I do take some solace in the fact that I knew who John Cena was and you didn't.
Sure, sure.
Or that you didn't know he was in the movie.
Didn't know he was in the movie. Didn't recognize him. And was like, okay, that makes sense because that is one big freaking dude.
What's your safety word? Dow Jones Industrial Average. That's so funny. Anyway, sisters, catch it. It's a good time.
It's on HBO streaming right now. Yeah. Watch it.
The headline that you wrote in here, I was like, what is this? It's like Scott's sisterly pick.
Want to know why I did that? Because if I would have written Brian and Tina watched Sisters last night and really enjoyed it. Here's how you would have introduced that segment. Oh, Brian, you and Tina watched Sisters last night and you guys really enjoyed it. And then I would have been like, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you, this is good.
I have to obfuscate the headline so that I have something to say left over.
A little cryptography. You're like,
you cut to me. Yeah.
You're like Dan Brown over there with your crypto
that's
message.
Right, exactly. It's the Bravinci code.
I do like that. All right. I do have this question. So I know that we lost Leonard Cohen.
Yeah, we did lose Leonard Cohen.
And what happens usually when that happens is Brian Ibbett is forced, when a big musician dies, Brian's forced to do
horrible
things.
Well done, sir. I like it. I like the direction this is going.
Yeah. So how'd that go for you?
Well, I'm still in the process. So I'm putting together, of course, a Leonard Cohen tribute for this week's episode of Coverville. Total number of covers that I'm starting with in this list is 100. Well, no, I'm sorry, because I've already taken out a bunch of Hallelujah covers. About 240 songs that I've got to pare down to about 18, 20, somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. And the way I always do it is I look for the song that's been covered the most, and I listen to all those and then pick the one from there. And what happens is if there's one I really like and it's on a tribute album, then I know that I can already eliminate all the other songs from that tribute album. Mm. So it makes the process go fast, and it makes it so I don't have to like, oh yeah, now I don't have a really good Bird on a Wire cover, or now I don't have a good Chelsea Hotel number 2 cover. So I can actually like, you know, say, all right, let's get all the Hallelujahs done. Then we're going to move on to the Famous Blue Raincoat or whatever.
And it turns out there are a lot of those.
There are 78 covers of Hallelujah. And
oh my Lord.
And I don't listen to the whole thing if I can. I listen to like, you know, through the first chorus. Mm-hmm. It makes me actually feel like I could do a really cool like supercut. If I could play guitar and just do the guitar part of the song, I could actually make an all-star tribute to Leonard Cohen with all the different verses that other people have recorded. Because he's got, you know, there's like 15 pages of different verses to Hallelujah. The version you hear, and I'm not exaggerating when I say 15 pages. Mm. There are so many different verses that he wrote for Hallelujah.
Do different covers pick and choose from those?
Yeah, different covers pick and choose. John Cale's version, for example, which might be the one that I end up going with because it was kind of the first one that that really... You know, Jeff Buckley's kind of came after that, I believe, and Rufus Wainwright's came after that. But John Cale actually knew Leonard Cohen enough to say, hey, I want to cover your song. And immediately Leonard Cohen faxes him over 15 pages of verses, some of which Leonard Cohen has only done live.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Leonard Cohen, when he recorded the version for Various Positions back in 1984, he did, I think, 6 or 7 different verses and then the choruses. And... and John Cale said, oh no, I like this verse. I like this one. I like this one. And then he did that mix for himself. And so ever since then you get people who do different, takes on the, on those verses.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
He's just like, ah, take it. I don't care.
All right. Go ahead, John Cale.
You can have it all. Hallelujah. Here you go. Here's all of it.
And
78, man.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And John Morrison, or John W. Morrison in the chat room, says, what about Leon Russell? Yes, I'm not going to forget about Leon Russell, also passed away. I don't have quite the library of Leon Russell covers, so I'm saving that for a Coverville bonus tracks, which should be recorded on Friday.
I would like to just note that if Brian Ibbett were to back-to-back listen to an average of 3.5 minutes of every one of those covers, if they were all an average of 3.5 minutes, it would take you... According to this, can this be right? 4 hours and 55 minutes?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Ugh.
And they're longer. They're not, they're, you know, I can tell you just the ones that I still have in the list that I haven't pared out. There's 1 hour and 36 minutes left of Hallelujah covers in this list. And that's 20 versions right there. They're about,
wow.
So, yeah, so average, actually, they average about 5 minutes each.
Wow.
That's a long song.
Yeah. Well, enjoy that.
We'll do
report back.
You know I've got a KD Lang version, I've got a Willie Nelson version that's really good. Yeah. I've also got a version by Anthony Michael Hall.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
What era are we talking about?
Dead Zone era. It was actually recorded for the Dead Zone soundtrack.
For the series?
For the series.
Okay,
yeah.
so pretty recent actually.
Yeah, yeah. It's bulked up, Anthony. Oh my god. Could you imagine if it was Pretty in Pink era?
Oh my lord.
Anthony Michael Hall, that would be pay dirt, baby.
He pulled the tape off his balls.
but you don't really care for music, do you?
He locked me in the locker and my dad's gonna kill me because I got an F. Or B or whatever it was. Real quick, I one side note.
Sure.
I had an experience yesterday. Oh, by the way, Various Positions was my wrestling name in high school. Okay. I had a conversation with a guy yesterday who's a listener to the show. He actually created a Twitter account to reach out to me and chat.
Wow. That eager to...
Yeah, he wanted to talk. Basically said, I'm not going to give his name or anything, but he says, I'm a 30-year-old teacher and I live here in Texas and I just want to talk to you about my opinion on the election and stuff.
Hmm.
And he and I, pretty much diametrically across the board with a few exceptions, totally disagree on a whole bunch of issues.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this big conversation about those issues and kind of brought them all up. And in the end, had a very respectful back and forth, learned a little something about each other, and walked away with a good deal of respect. And I just want to point out that this is possible, everybody. Right.
This is how you do it.
You talk to people. You don't just quip with like, blah, 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 blah. You can actually have a real conversation, learn a little something about what he thinks. He can learn a little something about what I think. And at the end of it all, everybody's still friends. We may still disagree, and that's totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
Totally fine. So there's just a little, you know, now some people are going to be mad because they think I'm
calling them out,
lecturing them, but I'm not. I'm just saying there's an opportunity. If somebody's willing, you should take it and talk. What's it going to hurt? There's a little back and forth on Twitter. We used the private message in Twitter. It wasn't like a public thing. Just a little back and forth texty text, and it was great. And he's super nice and really cares about his students, which really struck me, and I'd like to hear that from teachers. So I think that's really important. So
there's a whole section of the country that feels like Donald Trump was the first candidate in a long time that actually spoke to them and said the things that they've been feeling and the things that they've been thinking. So it's really easy for us on this side to say, oh no, it's going to completely destroy everything we've had for the last 4 years, the last 8 years, or set us back decades, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But keep in mind that we felt great about Obama when a lot of the people out there were saying, oh great. Yeah. This, you know, he's going to totally take back all the things that W did. And
yeah, he thinks a lot of them were like the same. Like I heard somebody wrote me and says, well, when Obama was elected, I thought our guns were gone and this was going to be it. I'm like, well, mm-hmm. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying he's a racist pig. So, but the point is that's where we can have this conversation. You can find out what I really think. I don't think it's the end of the country because Donald Trump's in. I don't.
Right.
I just think it's a shitty pothole. and I'm happy to discuss those reasons why with people in a reasonable manner while they have their side of the story. And what they're usually surprised about is how otherwise I have a lot of very conservative viewpoints. Like I voted for Mittens and everyone knows mm-hmm. that. I would have loved to have had Mittens in. Man, I'd kill to have him in now. But it's fine. We can have these conversations as the point. And we can even disagree wholeheartedly on points of it. It's okay. we can still hang out. You know, I'm going to have bigger trouble with certain family members when I go to Thanksgiving this year. It's going to be bad.
Yeah, we might have some of that ourselves coming up.
Yeah, and I'm not going to start it. I'm going to I'm just going to say, man, this turkey is good. Please pass the freaking cranberry deal. How's the potatoes, everybody? And then that person's going to go, Trump won. And then I'm going to have to bite my tongue and put turkey in where the words would be. That's what I'm going to do. Shove turkey right where my words would go.
Stick turkey in your pie hole.
That's right. Literally the pie hole, because there'll probably be pie as well.
Mm.
All right. Yes. Today's a little weird because we don't have Jerry. He's flying. He's on a plane. And I think he's going to come in for news tomorrow. So we'll still get our taste of Jerry.
God, that works out perfectly because I have a dentist appointment. The one that keeps getting rescheduled. Have it at 11 today.
Oh, perfect. So, this is perfect.
So I won't have to say, hey, guys, we got to wrap it up.
No, this is good because we'll be well done. And also, I have an interview shortly, right around that time, with Chris Metzen. It's a non-live one, but it will be recorded. We're going to put it up on probably the Instance, maybe another feed or two. If you are interested in the creative mind of Chris Metzen, sort of post-Blizzard, and what he's up to now, what his process is, what makes that guy tick, that's the kind of stuff we're going to be talking about.
Did he even go to BlizzCon?
He did not go to BlizzCon.
Oh.
I do not blame him.
Yeah.
I would not have gone. Especially with how crazy
there's no room for him.
Yeah, there's no room, first of all. Second of all, I just know how he gets mobbed. And, you know, this would be a year where he doesn't have bodyguards. So I don't think it would. If I were him, I would not have. But it was, you know, I wanted to see him. And we all missed him, certainly. I think the whole con missed seeing him there. Mm-hmm. But this will be a chance to catch up, see what he's doing. So we'll talk
to
him later today. Yeah, it'll be good. And that's it for that sort of stuff.
Okay.
How about now? We take a call at 801-895-4724. Why, you ask? Well, let me tell you. We're going to add Daryl to this call, and we're going to stump him with a question. It's a little trivia question.
We may give a listener a chance to win a prize.
I think that is absolutely what we might do. We have a caller on the line now. Who's this?
This is William Madison from Portland.
Hello, William from Portland. How's everything in Portland?
It is good.
Aren't there? Are there still protests and stuff going on there? I know there were. That was a big side of protest last week. Is that still a thing?
From what I understand, through the weekend it was.
Yeah, maybe there's. Maybe they just do it on the weekends. Who knows? Portland sounds like a place to chill out on. The, you know, like they're like, oh, I got to work today. What are you doing this weekend? I'm going to protest something. I'm gonna get some fancy donuts and have dumb shoes.
Yeah,
and
go voodoo donuts and go protest.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. It's everyone's right. Hey, it's good to have you here, William. Nice to have you on. You have a chance to win today, Daryl. You're on the line too, aren't you?
Or was it? Might be.
Brian, you were, oh, you confused me. You had Matt in Portland.
I don't know why I had Matt in Portland.
It's definitely William. All right,
it's definitely William in Portland.
Yeah, yeah. When I saw that, I was like, oh no, did I say it wrong? Daryl Skills, hello. What's up?
Hello.
Are you where are you at with the latest of the Star Trek thing? I'm starting to think it's not going to happen. I'm starting to worry Discovery's not going to actually happen.
I haven't heard anything lately.
See, that makes me nervous.
Silence.
Because they're supposed to be it was supposed to be this fall. Now it's early next year.
It's January. May now, yeah.
May?
Yeah.
Jeez, May? Really?
Mm-hmm.
As in may not happen. Am I right?
As in May makes an ice wall and freezes you. Oh, wait, wrong game. Wrong thing altogether.
I guess they've cast most of the cast.
Oh, have they? Do we know anything about, like, is there a Klingon? You got the Vulcans in there? What's up with that?
Do we know? We don't know. There's speculation.
We know cast, but probably don't know characters, yeah.
And if this is 10 years before Kirk, isn't that the deal?
Yeah.
If it's 10 years before Kirk, does that mean Kirk's, like, 10? And he's
it would mean he's 25.
Okay, so he's 25, and is he driving around in his dad's car still listening to Beastie Boys?
Probably.
Okay, great. We'll see if we can mix those two universes. Well, William and Daryl, it's time for this game. We're going to explain it in a second. Before we do, I got to play the theme music.
Yeehaw! I'm feeling good today, and I can't even identify why.
Hey, Hey, everybody, it's Daryl and a Dude.
I don't give a shit.
And we're going to play a game, and it's called Stump Daryl, and Brian's going to explain the rules. Oh, who's it brought to us by, first
brought
of all?
Brought to us by Core. Hey, that's happening tonight, right, Scott?
It sure is tonight. Core with me, Bo Schwartz, John Jagger, and Talking Heroes of the Storm. There's all sorts of stuff to talk about. In fact, today, Varian Wrynn joins the Nexus.
Oh, wow.
And he is the first dual-spec character, which means you can sort of midway through the evolution of your game, you can make him a DPS character focus, or you can make him a tanky character, just like you could in World of Warcraft with a real warrior.
Super cool.
It is cool, and he's a badass. We're still waiting for Ragnaros, but we'll take him for now. That's tonight, 7 o'clock. No, I'm sorry. We're moving it to 6 because the time change made it so we could do it at 6. 6 p.m. Mountain Time, streamed live at frogpants.com/live. So check us out there. All right, Brian, how's this game work? How's it go?
Sure. Well, William, if that is your real name, we're going to be asking Daryl a trivia question here in just a moment. He is going to answer that trivia question to the best of his ability. Once he does, though, and gets it wrong, we're going to turn to you and ask you if the real answer is higher or lower than Daryl's guess. If you are correct today, you win the Wildstar Jumpstart Pack, which we brought in yesterday. And the brand new addition today is Where's the Next Shelter, an Audible audiobook from Gary Sizer that we talked about right here on this very show, right here on this very podcast.
This program. Excellent. Excellent. What's our topic, Brian?
Our topic today is, because we haven't talked enough about Blizzard games today, World of Warcraft.
Oh, I'm familiar with it. It's a product I'm familiar with.
Are you familiar? Are you prepared for this question?
William, are you an advocate or player of said game?
Nope, I am not.
All right.
I never got into it.
Perfect.
That's okay.
Perfect, because that'll make this even more interesting. Mm-hmm. Daryl, I'm ready to give you your question. Are you ready to receive it?
I am ready to receive your limp question.
Okay, perfect. Hold on, now I got to play that because that's the rules. Here's Brian doing it.
My limp penis.
There's that. And then...
Are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
That guy's awesome. But what's up with you and your weird Skype that day?
My limp penis. I don't know.
It's still one of the great... I feel like that was like my lottery chances now. Right. That got eaten up by that, like the lottery luck. Because how perfect was that timing?
That was such great timing. Yeah. Like, you're such a great glitch.
Yeah, it was really good. All right, let's do it then. Daryl, here's your question. World of Warcraft was originally released in 2004. I can confirm this. Mm-hmm. In megabytes, okay, in megabytes as your measuring stick, what was the original amount of free hard disk space needed to install the original World of Warcraft? How many megabytes?
Wow. How many megabytes did you need?
Yeah. I mean, you could do it in whatever. You could do it in bytes if you want. We'll accept that. We'll take in any increment you want.
Sure.
But, you know, that's generally speaking where you want to be is megabytes.
Okay. I think I know this, but I may not know exactly the exact number.
Okay. You may know this, but you may not know this is what you're saying then.
Yeah, I'll be close.
Wow. All right. Okay. All right. I'm going to give this a real toss up. It's going to be either he knows it or he doesn't know it.
Ooh, way to pare it down.
I know.
Wow.
I feel like I should go to Vegas and do some odds
and
stuff.
No kidding. The ball is either going to land in red.
Yeah.
Or black or green.
Your card will be one of the 52 included in the deck. All right, Daryl. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
Having a little funnier expense there.
I'm kind of tired because I was up until midnight watching Bill Durant. I just still don't know how to say his last name.
Duran. Yeah, like Duran.
Yeah,
Duran.
Like Duran. Duran. You say Bill Durant rhymes with Builderman.
Yeah, Builderman. Duran. Builderman.
Okay. Yeah, he was doing a stream until midnight, and I stayed up that long watching.
Wow. What was he making?
He was making soup. A mold of a robot.
He's making soup. oh, really? So like a little one, like a little scale model robot?
Like, I think he designed it and 3D printed it, and then he's making copies of it.
We may literally be giving away his segment today, right now. We might. Aww. Well, I don't know.
No, we're teasing it. We're actually just teasing the segment. But people are going to be intrigued to find out more and hear it when he comes on.
All right, then. I like your, listen to your Mr. I'll take the high road, they'll take the low road.
And he was drinking, you can ask him what he was drinking. Yeah. But
Save something.
Yeah, geez. Who's sipping turpentine? Because that's what he uses to clean things. Great.
I was starting to worry that something
smoking
might
endo
go
sipping on gin and juice. They have his mind on his money and his money on his mind.
What is endo? Is that a name for pot?
It must be a name for pot, yeah.
Endo. Kind of like that.
That was a Star Wars planet.
Smoking endo.
It's the moon of endo. That's great. It's the way my little sister would say it before her speech impediment left. Anyway, that wasn't Wendy, by the way.
It's Indonesian pot, says our chat room.
Oh, really? Yeah. Is that a popular brand or a make of...
Not me.
Well, you live in Colorado. We assume you're
asking
an expert.
I can point you to a set of people you should be asking a question like that for, and it ain't me. But
speaking of which,
I opened my window.
California people in the chat, when do you all get your free, not your free pot, but when do you get your legal pot? When does that happen?
It'll be January 1st.
Does it? Really? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, if it's, with it getting approved, I think all that stuff takes place
January
1st, but I'm not sure.
The endo system. I'll tear out his endocrine system. Who says that? What's his name says that? Anyway.
That's Gary Busey.
Gary Busey.
I'll rip out your endocrine system.
Oh, that guy. All right. Massachusetts legalized it as well? No.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wait, MA.
And Nevada. Yeah.
Nevada did?
Yeah.
I didn't know this was all happening. And the senior geek, not sure, won't affect my life much. I see what you're saying there, Gary from Lantronics. You already got the ganja there. You don't need anymore.
You do a Google search for which states, right? Yeah. And don't say, don't have anything else in there. The first choice is which states legalized weed.
Yeah.
You know what people are going to Google for.
Yeah. Well, smoke weed every day, as the kids say. All right. Sorry, Daryl. You had a number there, maybe, sort of, kind of.
Oh, okay. I will give you a number.
Smoke weed every day.
All right, go ahead.
I'll give you 5 gig.
5 gigabytes. That would be, in megabytes, that would be 5,000 megabytes.
Sure, if we're not doing that whole 1,024 whatever nonsense.
Yeah. we'll have a nice round number.
We'll skip that part, yep.
Brian, is 5,000 megabytes correct?
5 gigabytes is incorrect. William, is the correct answer higher or lower than 5 gigabytes?
I am going to go lower.
Lower. Wow, that's interesting. Today, the current game is like 60 gigabytes or some crazy number.
Yeah.
It's kind of a beast. But,
and that doesn't include plug-in, add-ons or anything.
Yeah. Well, they're generally small, but yeah, that's insane how big it is right now. I think they tell you need like 80 gig free to install it.
So, yeah, because all the expansions, yeah.
Yeah, bigger than, that's, you know what that is? That's, when I first got my first gigabyte hard drive, it was 1 gigabyte is how large it was back in like what would that have been, like 99 or something,
right?
This is 80 of those just for the game. Think of that.
Jeez, my first hard drive, I want to say, was like, it was a Mac it was a Mac 2ci or a 2cx, a 2cx, I think.
Yeah, what'd that happen there?
And I want to say it had like a 200 megabyte hard drive.
That was huge at the time.
It was huge at the time. I was like, how am I ever going to need more space than this?
Yeah, this show right now that I'm recording takes
wouldn't fit on that hard drive.
Like 18 times that in its raw form. That's just bananas.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, let's get to the answer. You say it's wrong, so you say
you
want
to hear about the first hard drive I ever used.
Of course, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
It was 1 megabyte, and it was the size of about half the size of a refrigerator.
Oh, my gosh.
Good Lord. That's crazy. Wow. Wait, was this a work thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's not like it was in your house.
No.
Bring it in, boys. I need to store half an MP3 in here. storage. Wow. Exponential storage growth is really fascinating if you just kind of look at how quickly we moved. It's just insane to me. Like when we had zip drives, we thought, oh man, 100 megabytes.
This is the bomb. Where in heaven. I can take it out and put it in another 100 megabyte drive if I want.
It's the best. Oh yeah, sure, it fails every 5 minutes, but it's the best.
Yeah.
All right.
Zip.
Let's find out if that is correct. Is it lower?
Congratulations.
It is indeed lower.
You're not by much. Winner.
No, I would have said higher had I not known the answer, and I'm super impressed, William. You've killed it here. 4,000. You were 1,000 off, Daryl.
Oh.
4,000 megabytes or 4 gigabytes is the correct answer. The game originally required 4 gigabytes.
Oh, come on now. That's not exactly right. It's got to be.
That's how much it required. We're not asking how much space it actually took up, but, the requirement on the box was 4 gigabytes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I actually did some looking up this morning to see if I could pare that down to how much space it actually took. And I Googled up and down and couldn't find it. So we left it as 5.
Also, he says here, as of Legion, you need approximately 20 gigs of storage. I don't think that's right. I think you need more than that now.
Oh, I would think.
Yeah, because I know I needed more than that the last expansion, unless they did some crazy compression thing or something. I don't know. But anyway, there you go. You've won Wildstar Jumpstarter Pack and Where's the Next Shelter audiobook from Gary Sizer. Great author, great book, all for free. These codes will be coming to you today. Just send Brian or I a little private message there in the Slack, or not the Slack, the whatever the hell it's called, the IRC private message. Or you can email us, coverville@gmail.com or scott@frogpants.com. Congratulations, William!
Thank you very much. Awesome.
Do you go by Bill? Or do you go by William or Willie? Like, or did you just, when you told me William, that Brian, was it?
Yeah.
Brian, can you just stop him right now?
I gotta stop! I gotta go! That's the end of that. Daryl?
How do we get Bill from William?
How does that work? What's the deal? Daryl, you're the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can find him there and at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and the Grumpy Cast. Surely they'll be talking about Discovery as we get closer to that. He is also now going to play a little game with us. He refers to as this here thing right here.
YouTube.
Play it with us, Daryl.
I am going to read part of a query that I've entered into YouTube. You complete the phrase and win nothing.
Great.
Argument blank.
Argument blank.
Argument clinic would be my first choice.
Monty Python.
The old Monty Python.
Ah, I love that.
It's so, one of the greatest sketches ever.
Yeah. If you guys have the final rip-off CD compilation from them, it's in there, and it's also one of the best CD things ever. Double CD, all their best stuff. The double rip, well, whatever it is. He's got guts coming out of it on the cover. Anyway, I'm going to say argument blank is what you said?
Yep. Argument blank.
Argument, argument, I don't know. Argument over. There, that's it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you got there?
Well, Brian wins easily.
Oh, was that it?
It's the Monty Python.
Oh, it is? Nicely done, Brian. Yeah. When's the last time we actually got one of these right? It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. So getting it right, we win what? You always tell us we win.
So you get nothing. Oh. You lose.
You get nothing, Brian. Zippo.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
All right, it's the news brought to you by...
Did you know that there's a magical land up north where an Aunt Jemima-like substance flows from trees?
Ew.
It's true, and it's glorious. It's just too bad that our immigration site went down. But that's okay, because in the latest episode of Today's Tea with Kenny P., Ken enjoys a hot cup of Canada True Mabel Herbal as he waxes poetically about the true north, strong and free. Today's Tea with Kenny P is an audio experience available in a convenient MP3 format compatible with your SanDisk Sansa as well as many other audio players. Catch it today at Today's Tea, TEA with Kenny P.com or on iTunes. That's Today's Tea, TEA with Kenny P, just the letter P.com. Or on iTunes.
Kenny P.
Today's Tea with Kenny P.
I like it. I like it a lot. All right, here's the news today. Now, this is maybe my favorite story of the week.
This one requires me going to the site to see a photograph.
Yeah, and I will share it with the chat as well. Julian Assange, you know him. He's the weird blonde guy that's...
WikiLeaks and...
been sequestered in a hotel in France or wherever the hell he... Where is he?
Right.
He's in Sweden, sorry.
Sweden, yeah.
Oh, no, wait. Is it the embassy in Sweden, and he won't leave because they want to extradite him for rape, and also he's this guy that does the WikiLeaks stuff, right?
Right.
The rape part gives me
no
pause.
In London in the Swedish embassy.
Oh, that's what it is. Swedish embassy in London. That's right.
Yeah.
And the minute he steps out, the theory is they'll nab him and extradite him, and then he'll have to face these charges. Anyway,
they're saying the Ecuadorian embassy. Okay, Ecuadorian embassy in London.
Oh, hold on. Oh, you're right. I don't know enough about this guy. Yeah. I just know he's kind of like all pink with, or all white with pink eyes. anyway, as it stands, everyone just thought, all right, well, here's a guy we can talk to once in a while. We do a little interviews through the door, that sort of thing.
Right.
But here's what they found. When they were doing this last, a cat, Julian's cat,
showed up in the window and stared at the people outside like cats do. You know, cats get up on windowsills. Uh-huh. They see what's going on out in the street or whatever. It's wearing a shirt collar and a little tie. So I'm going to share this with everybody here.
That is the greatest. I want that for Inara. I want to put that collar tie combo on Inara, and she'll hate me, but.
Okay, hold on. There's some. Yes, I'm using an ad blocker, Evening Standard. Right there, you see, there he is. That's, what's the name of the cat? We don't know the name of the cat. Anyway, he was spotted wearing this this tie. First appeared at the window at the Knightsbridge building wearing a plain collar, and the world's media arrived to report the interview. After keeping watch of the crowd outside, the animal left the window and later returned, apparently dressed up for reporters. Swedish authorities at the embassy seeking information relating to allegation of serious sexual offense made against Mr. Assange, which he denies. He believes that if he leaves the embassy, he'll be extradited to the United States for questioning over the activities of WikiLeaks, but also might have to face a trial of actual rape. I mean, let's face it, he may be worried about that as well. Anyway.
The cat, by the way, also has its own Twitter account, at Embassy Cat.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Now
he really does is retweets everything that Julian puts, but
yeah. I mean, he may well be just dressed up for the moment or something, but if this cat's running around looking like this all the time, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's so great.
That would be great.
Yeah. Also in the news, there's passengers faking health conditions so their pets can fly in the cabin with them.
Really?
Yeah.
This is my, he's a work chinchilla.
Yeah, they always say, what are service dogs for? Can someone explain to me? I'm not trying to be naive about this. I've met some service dogs. They're awesome. I understand for the blind. Like,
sure,
I totally get that.
They also have them as a comfort animal, like anti-anxiety kind of animals.
But can I ask this question then?
Sure.
As somebody who has dealt with chemical-based anxiety issues his entire life, meaning mm-hmm. me, not you, me.
Yeah.
So I understand a bit about that. I think mine would go up if I had a dog with me or a bird with me or a ferret or whatever on a plane, because
not
I know
the
they're
dog
trained.
Is calmer than you.
That's true. If they're trained, and I get that, but I've seen 3 service dogs take massive poops on planes or at the concourse. All of that would stress me out way more than not having it there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally know what you mean. I think
I'm just trying to understand it. That's
if you were suffering from the kind of anxiety that an anti-anxiety dog can help with, then I think it probably would make more sense. It doesn't you know, it's not something I can wrap my head around either, but
I guess I just don't understand it.
Right.
And that's fine. Someone will explain it. We'll get emails. But I like service dogs. They're sweet. I like to pet them and they're super nice and they're very protective of their owners and all that.
Just make sure they take a dump before they get down that jetway.
Yes, please. You've been there. You
I
that
have.
One?
I sat right behind a poodle that
let it rip.
Let it rip on takeoff. And it was a 2-hour flight or hour and a half flight to Vegas. And just wanted to punch out the window and say, there's a dog on the wing of this plane.
Mr. Shatner, please sit down. There's nothing out there.
It was sitting in front of me a minute ago, but now it's on the wing of the plane.
I swear I saw it. So anyway, the gist of the story, I don't want to read too much of it because it's kind of an essay format, but it's people are faking it now, and that's a problem. They're just saying, oh, I have these problems, but they're really just bringing their normal pet on. And maybe this is the problem. Maybe that's what you saw with the poodle. Maybe these weren't actual service pets.
Sure.
So maybe they were just people saying, oh, yeah, I have a special whatever, so I'm bringing my cat.
Well, but I think if you can put it in a carrier that can go under the seat, it doesn't matter if it's a service dog or not. Isn't that the case?
I don't know.
I think if you don't have to put it in cargo if it's...
How can you fit it in there?
Like this poodle was in a little box under the seat or in a little,
that little space.
Wow. Yeah. Like a little carrier, black, cloth carrier with a mesh window on it.
I can't even get my messenger bag under there half the time.
Well, you're carrying too much stuff on a plane then, Scott.
But like the ones that bring on like a great big, like a golden retriever.
Yeah. Like a mastiff or a they're not, that's service dog.
And those go in the tank, or do they ride with them up front, or can they be in the aisle or something? How does that work?
I don't know. I guess you would almost have to pay for a second seat or something. I don't know.
So they'd sit up on the seat?
Because I don't know where Right. I mean, if you've got a golden, let's say a golden retriever, those are commonly used as service animals.
Yeah.
I don't know where they go like while everything's going on, because even if you've got them at your feet, they're going to be in the feet of the passengers around you.
Sure.
And you can't have them in the aisle for safety concerns. And also because I need my drink.
Yeah. There's a drink lady coming.
And you probably can't have it in an exit row, which would be a little bit more room, but I think that would be the, they'd say, no, your dog can't be in the exit row. Mm. So I don't know. I don't know where you put a working dog.
Really curious about that. It's not the overhead, right?
No.
What's that scratching noise, honey? I don't know. Must be a dog up there. Anyway, someone will email us because someone always does.
Another J. Martin actually might have found a link. So service animals, let me see where they go. The seat pocket.
Yeah.
The seat pocket in front of animal you. Must fit on your lap, at your feet, or under your seat. They must be clean, well-behaved, and under your control at all times. If the animal's too large, it'll need to be checked and travel in a kennel.
Put a little tag on it.
Exactly. You checked it. Did you pack your dog, or did somebody else pack it for you?
Yeah. Any dogs left in the concourse without attention will be confiscated.
Here we go. For security reasons, service animals can't block the aisle. Yeah. You can't sit in an exit row when traveling with service animals. And if you'd like seating, contact us before your flight. So in other words, if you do want to purchase another seat, then you can do that for your service animal. But
So could I show up at a tomorrow at a terminal at a Delta terminal with like a bald eagle? And could I go, yeah, this is Larry, he's my service animal, I can't fly without him, it's a personal, you know, it's very important to me, he's coming on with me.
Here's where it all breaks down. You ready? So this is that same page for American Airlines. Requirements: to show that an animal is a service animal, you must provide at least one of the following. All right, ready?
Yep.
Number one, animal ID card.
Okay.
I guess an identification card that proves you're...
Oh, you have to certify them. You know who'd know this of Veronica, but anyway, keep going.
Yeah. Number two, you have to provide at least one of the following. Just one of these is okay.
Okay.
Number two is harness or tags, so having some sort of harness on them or tags. Or the third option, credible verbal assurance.
What? What? Come on.
You have to provide credible verbal... So in other words, you have to say that it's a service animal.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
That doesn't have any law.
Why bother with the freaking ID card or the harness or tags or whatever?
Just say it is.
It's a service animal. Okay, I guess he provided one of the things we needed.
Yes, this bald eagle bird of prey protected under the Constitution is my service animal. And then I'll watch him peck everyone's eye out on the flight.
Right.
That's crazy. All right. I also got a story about a naked man. A naked man holding a Bible slapped police officers, I assume with the Bible.
You never know.
Well, we'll find out. A Lincoln officer was assaulted while responding to a call about a naked man holding a Bible and shouting in the middle of the street near Southwest 12th on A Street. This is in Nebraska.
Lincoln, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Okay.
When officers arrived, the 31-year-old man, aren't they always, began yelling obscenities at them, police said Monday. When they tried to arrest him, he dropped to the ground and began doing push-ups.
Without using his hands, which was the impressive
thing. That's the impressive thing. Now you're like a rat. In a maze. At one point, they said he slapped one of the officers. The man was taken to a local hospital before he was booked into jail on suspicion of assault of an officer, indecent exposure, and disturbing the peace. Did not say whether the Bible was the slapper or the hand.
Let's just hope it was one of those two.
Yeah. Let's hope he wasn't slapped with his giant...
Wasn't swaffled on the officer.
His ween-ween. That's my new thing to say, is the ween-ween.
Ween-ween? Mm-hmm. Good.
I've been using that since yesterday. Feel pretty good about it. Final news.
The band Ween takes issue with that.
Oh, is there a band called Ween?
Of course, yeah.
Why can't I think of who that is? Ween.
Push little daisies, make them come up.
Oh, yeah, that is Ween.
That is Ween.
All right. Well, when you say ween-ween, though.
It's a little bit better. Sure.
Yeah, I like it. There's some Trump news, and it's not even very side of the aisle or anything. He says his famous hair will get a new look in the White House. All right.
Okay.
Donald Trump says if he gets elected president, and he did, or when he does, he would have to change his hairstyle because he wouldn't have time to maintain it, as he would be working his butt off in the White House, he says.
Mm.
This was one of the GOP presidential candidate's comments when solicited. It both got applause and chuckles from an audience of about 200 in a high school at the Madison County Republicans Roundup dinner Saturday night. This was a couple of weeks ago, so it was right before he won.
Okay.
People often ask what he'd do differently if he was elected president. He said, I would probably comb my hair back. Why? Because this thing is too hard to comb. I wouldn't have time because if I were in the White House, I'd be working my ass off.
Somebody said that he made the quote about he's going to put in extra hours Monday through Thursday so that he can play golf on Fridays. And I don't know if it's
true,
if that was like a little made up thing or
you never know. I don't believe anything, you know, I read today.
Clickbait, Facebook clickbait.
All you have to do is look at Twitter and the one guy will say, unbelievable. 8 Nazis and a horse trampled 15 Jews and then right. then right. poked a lady in the butt with a stick. And then I'll read another article that says, a whole bunch of student protesters dressed like hippies and ate a dog in front of Donald Trump's house. And I'm like, yeah. I don't believe anything any of you say ever. I'll say this again. I said it on Twitter the other day, and I believe this with all my heart. We have been poor stewards of a free and open internet. We have been bad at this. That isn't me saying it shouldn't be free and open. It absolutely should be. But I am saying we are lousy at being responsible for ourselves. We are shitty at it. We are basically not taking not Uncle Owen. What's his name?
Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben's advice. Uncle Ben. With great power comes great responsibility.
I could have stopped that burglar. What's the matter with that?
What's the marble rye? But here's the deal. It's a thing that we should embrace that it's open and free in most of the world. There's parts where it isn't. We should work so that it's that everywhere. All of that is true, but we have been bad, bad stewards of that responsibility. Because now I don't trust shit. I don't trust any of it. And it really bugs me, and I'm sad about it. And I think it can still be fixed. This isn't me singing doom and gloom. I'm saying it's possible, but it takes personal responsibility. Maybe the party of personal responsibility could help.
Wow. Is there a personal responsibility party?
Well, that's what they say. I mean, I voted for that party a couple of times. I think you know the one I mean.
Oh.
let's, with all haste, play some music now.
Oh, are we going to talk about this? We got to talk about this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Super Mario Jump is coming out on Here it is.
iOS.
December 15th on iOS. They're getting it first. $9.99. So the price has been set. According to Nintendo, Mario Run will be a free download, but this will only give players access to elements of the game's three modes. In order to unlock the three modes, player will have to make a one-time payment of $9, at which point they will be granted unlimited access to the entire game. I'm just going to straight up pay for it because it's a Mario game made by Nintendo on a mobile platform. Why wouldn't you pay $10?
It's a shoe-in to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
You know it. You know it. I know it. The American people know it.
It says it's the first Mario Brothers game to be developed specifically for mobile devices. In the game, Mario runs forward on his own, but relies on the tap of a single finger to jump over obstacles, avoid enemies, pull off, collect coins, and reach the flagpole to complete courses. Does that sound to anyone like an endless runner? It does to me, too. However, I trust the capable hands of Nintendo genius developers to make something interesting here.
Right. It's not just an endless runner. I mean, there's different modes. There's like a competitive thing and playing against friends and having a little ghost Mario that runs alongside that shows how Scott Johnson did. So you can say, all right, how am I doing compared to Mr. Scott Johnson, the king of the endless runners?
I'm completely in on this. So $10 is yours, Nintendo. Thank you for making it. December 15th is the date, and we will all have it finally. They did not give a date on the Android version, but they do have a deal with Apple for a exclusive for a while anyway, so I don't know how long that'll be. Probably first of the year or something. All right, walk with me, if you will, through the leaves as we approach a quick sponsor conversation, and we'll be right back. Building websites is hard. No, it's easy. It actually turns out it's a lot easier than you think. If you use Squarespace at squarespace.com, building a blog, a store, a fan page, a central hub for all things you, getting a domain, all those things are really simple at squarespace.com. And they have all the templates, tools, and features to make that possible, including responsive design. That means you can make it look good on your phone, your tablet, or your desktop, or notebook, or whatever. Wherever people browse the web, that's where they'll find you, and it'll look great. In addition to that, all those awesome things I just said, you get a free 14-day trial without a credit card needed. And then in addition to that, when you've finished it and you've said, you know, that was a great trial and I think I want to stay, use the code MORNING at checkout for 10% off your account. That order is 10% off when you use the code MORNING at checkout at squarespace.com, where you can build it beautiful. All right, let's take songs. Let's do songs. Sure. I want songs.
Take much songs.
You have song to take?
I have song to take.
Great.
Brand new album coming out, or just came out, from James Williamson. He is a he's a former guitarist for the band The Stooges. You know, Iggy Pop's band, The Stooges, mm-hmm. Iggy and The Stooges.
Yeah.
And he's played using the same guitar, the Leopard Lady guitar, on every album, every song he's ever recorded, including this one. This one features the vocals of Maya, and it's really, really cool. It is a brand new single that you can pick up. A side is the song you're about to hear, and then the B side is a tune called I Made a Mistake. You can check them both out on iTunes. Here's James Williamson and Maya with a song called Sick.
Then you take that third bite, and what do you find? A liquid reservoir of gem.
Come with me if you want to live.
Listen very carefully, for I shall only say this once. You are listening to the Morning Stream!
Old German Scott Fletcher there.
Wow, that's a different... you don't often hear him trying to do impersonations or accents.
Yeah, he was having a good time that day.
Yeah.
What was that about?
Tea drinking.
Thanks, Scott Fletcher. We appreciate it. Listen up, everyone. Make yourselves available for what I'm about to tell you now, which is Bill Duran coming up right here on the show. We'll talk probably a little bit about what he was making last night. I don't know.
Yeah, seems and what like he was drinking apparently is another topic of contention or question.
Yeah, that's a real good point.
What are you making? What are you drinking?
It does show that he is offline, so he may have been up so late that perhaps
it is 9 a.m. in the Seattle.
Yeah, it's possible he has forgotten us. He has forsaken us.
Aww.
Did you, by the way, watch? Or is that?
I did.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Wow. Didn't see that coming.
Whoo! I mean, I'd heard the theories before, but it was never like. I mean, something about
it. I was expecting somebody else in that room to have that same situation, but. Not
that
one. That's all
I'm saying. Yep. Yeah. It was something else, man. And you know what else? I'll tell you this other thing.
And we haven't ruled out that somebody else in that room has in the same situation.
Right. Also, the one, I don't want to give anything away, but there was, sure. Let's just say there's something being made there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I know who that is.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
I think it's.
Tell me offline because I'm curious, or Skype it to me or something because I'm really curious.
Okay. Well, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell you here. I feel bad.
Sure.
I feel bad. All right. Bill is, Bill is nowhere and he's not answering his text.
Oh, no. Bill.
I think that may mean that Bill's not here, which means that we literally don't have our Tuesday people, but that's okay. I want to jump ahead. Well, today will be a little early. It's fine.
Yeah. We might change the order around. We're going to give him a chance to,
we'll let him show up maybe. Actually, me re-add him to the thing just to make sure I don't. Like, make it so he can't. Hold on. Bill. Bill.
Bill.
So we don't have a producer in some room just doing this for us and telling us in our... That made the thing crash? Are you freaking kidding me? Hold on. All right, we're back. All right. Brian's back. Everyone's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. Nothing changed.
All fine. It's all good.
We're all fine here. How are you?
Deep breaths. All right. Everybody good? Okay. All right.
Hey, I heard there was a new, like, put it on your forehead, stop snoring deal. Have you heard about that?
No.
Yeah. Let me, on your forehead? Yeah. So it's this forehead device. I don't remember the name, so I have to kind of, like, search in a weird way. Is it Snore RX?
Apply directly to the forehead.
Oh, here it is. Good morning, Snore Solution. Tired of snoring? News. Here we go. Being accident prone. Okay, hold on. Female. Okay, no. All right. Snore RX. Is this the one? No, it's some tooth thing. Dang it, I can't find it. But there was something where somebody was just wearing like what looked like they laid a watch over their head. And they were just sleeping away and not snoring. And I thought, oh, I wonder if Brian be into this here deal. Oh, and by the way, I got a question for you about that.
Sure.
My wife says that in the middle of the night, I do this sometimes. Where I'll be laying there going, and then I'll go.
Yep. Yeah. That is why I have the CPAP. It's not because of snoring. I mean, snoring is a side effect of that, but it's because you stop breathing, and that's bad.
Right? You can't. Yep. Because isn't the fear there that eventually one of these days you just stop breathing?
Right. What's happening is, and this doesn't have anything to do with weight. I was stopping breathing in the middle of the night far before I gained any weight, but.
Which was great because then you were like,
"Look at me, I'm a big fat pig."
Yeah, and you're like, "Oh, it doesn't have to do with weight. I'm gonna eat whatever I want."
Exactly. No, it's your soft palate is blocking your airway, and so you just need consistent. What is it? It's CPAP stands for consistent pushing air, something like that. I can't remember what it is, but it's anyway. Yeah, that's if you stop breathing. You might need a CPAP.
Oh, CPAP was my favorite member of NWA, and I was really sad when he when he died. He OD'd. All right, I got an email here. Somebody wrote in talking about, wanted to sort of talk to me about me bringing up Asperger's and how I think that name is terrible. Right. And really took me to task and reamed me in my email. Later followed up with a slightly softer touch. I just wanted to make clear the air on my problem with Asperger's. Some people think I'm talking about people who deal with it. That's not what I'm talking. In fact, if anything, I'm on your side because your condition shouldn't sound like the word ass and burgers. That's all. Like if Brian, if you went into a doctor and said, I've got a thing, and they came back and said, what you've got there, Brian, is diarrhea boogers. It's like, wait a minute, why is it called that?
Well, I wouldn't, obviously, if I've shown anything, it's that I wouldn't be able to not laugh when I hear my malady is called diarrhea burgers.
But it's really spelled different, and it's the guy's last name who discovered the condition, but we're just going ahead and stick with it and call it diarrhea burgers, or boogers, not burgers. So my point is, it's a terrible name, and I know the guy Asperger's, the guy I was named after, but we're not helping. It's already difficult for people who don't have good sympathy or empathy for this. When they see or meet somebody with Asperger's and they don't know quite what to do, it's already hard enough to get them educated, help them understand what the condition is, how to deal with it, what the different sort of levels or extremes of it are. All of that stuff matters. It's already hard enough to do that. And then also to call it Asperger's, that's my whole point.
Yeah,
it's not me going, oh, Asperger's is stupid, and if you have it, you're stupid too. That's right, not what I'm saying.
You're not making fun of the disease. You're making fun of the name.
Yes.
And I think that's the important distinction that needs to be made.
I thought it was obvious, but apparently it wasn't. So I just wanted to clear the air and make it obvious what I'm talking about here. It is not any different. Again, if your doctor had called, instead of Asperger's, this particular classification of autism, if they'd have called it, you know, monkey penis... Because the guy's name was spelled MONKEEPENUS, but it sounded like monkey penis, you'd right. be pissed. You'd be like, well, that's lame. Why are we calling it that? I don't care if the guy discovered it. He should change his name to Smith or Jones and call it Jones condition or something. So that's all I'm saying. That's it. That's all. And I had a few people write in about this thinking I was making fun of people with Asperger's. Oh, my gosh. It was the exact opposite. Right. I am saying don't make it harder on people with Asperger's by giving it a terrible name like Asperger's. Asperger's!
They actually are referring to it these days as ASD, Autism Spectrum Disorder.
Right, and that's how it should
be. Trying to phase out the Asperger's name.
Yeah, it's just damage has been done, son. Like you've already done a dumb thing. I know it's going to take a while. I'm happy to contribute, but let's all start calling it that instead and not Asperger's. Because it sounds like you're saying ass and burgers. Okay, I've made my point clear. One final quick email that I'm pulling up right now. Hold on, my window closed.
Still no sign of Bill, huh?
Yeah, we're giving him all the time in the world.
Jeez.
It's weird on Tuesday.
It is, yeah.
Let's see. Okay. Somebody says... okay, here we go. This is pretty funny. Bruce Storm says, so I was listening to Wednesday's show, and what the heck? Spoiler alert, Trump wins, and what happened to the two-week rule? LOL, JK. He says, just had to give you a hard time. And yes, I'm a Trump supporter, and I still love both you guys, regardless of how you two voted. We shouldn't let our political affiliation change how we feel about each other. It's been crazy with all the riots. Love the show, though. Some would call them protests. Some call them riots. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I'm ready to call them riots.
There were both. I mean, when people sit there peacefully and voice their opinion, carry signs and try and get the point across, that's a protest. When people start flipping over cars and setting mailboxes on fire and breaking store windows, that's a riot.
Yep.
And that's what needs to stop.
I agree. Maybe a protest is a quiet riot.
Come on, feel the noise. Well done. I have that on vinyl.
Can you tell me what the real lyric is? Because when I was a kid, everybody told me it was girls bleep your boys.
It's just girls rock your boys.
That's it? Just rock your boys?
Yeah, originally done by Slade. Quiet Riot covered it.
I did not know that was a cover.
Yep.
Look what I've learned. All right. One more. We got one here at Denver.
But by the way, my vinyl album has the actual Quiet Riot label on side B, but side A is Barbara Streisand Memories, a misprint at the vinyl factory.
That is amazing.
Yes. And that's why I'll never get rid of that album.
Never be rid of that. That's amazing. And when you die, gift it to me.
Okay.
I'll be dead then too. All right. John Tazarek wrote in and says, good evening. And this is a Denver,
good evening, John.
This is a Denver question for Brian, he says. My name is John, and I've been listening to TMS since its inception. It's when we were three levels deep. Boom. Exactly. I cannot thank Scott and you enough for all that you do. I'm also loving Soundography podcast. I have a quick question regarding Denver and thought you might be able to help. My girlfriend and I are planning a trip to Denver this upcoming March 2017, and are planning to stay downtown. Do you have any recommendations of what we should see, eat, and do while there? We're recent college graduates and looking forward to some fun days in Denver and possibly take a day trip to Estes Park. Any of the recommendations are greatly appreciated. I cannot thank you guys enough for taking the time to read this email. Keep on rocking, John from St. Louis.
Very cool. All right. So if you're staying downtown, yep. one of the absolute definite things you need to do is go down to Larimer Street. It's right there along, you know, it's an east-west street that if you're staying somewhere along the mall shuttle, you can just take the mall shuttle down to Larimer. So many great restaurants, so many great bars. They string lights across the top of the street 12 months out of the year, and it's fantastic. It's really, really cool.
Mm. That sounds all right.
Yeah, it's a really, really cool area to go to. Estes Park is also another really good choice. Go up there. Now, March, you're going to be too early to do. You can go into Rocky Mountain National Park, and you should. But you're not going to be able to do Trail Ridge Road, which is this white knuckle drive that you can take from Estes Park. Boy, it's like up on top of the mountains. It's a really, really beautiful drive, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but it's a white knuckle kind
of
deal.
We have a few of those where you're right up next to the drop and you feel like you're going to go off the edge and all that. You know.
Boulder, again, the Pearl Street Mall in Boulder is a really, really good place to go. It's entertaining. There's, if you go on a weekend night, there's always entertainment. People out there playing guitar, buskers, magicians, balance artists, things like that. And it's really a lot of good restaurants along that as well.
They have guys in the gold suit that just hold still and you give them money because I hate those.
No, surprisingly, we don't have any of those. Good. At least I've never seen them there. It just seems like...
they're the worst.
They are the worst, yeah. And then Red Rocks. If you know there's a concert going on, that's great. Although in March, again, it's going to be too early for the regular concert season, which makes that a really good opportunity to go out there and just go through the park. You can actually go into the park and go to the amphitheater and see the Red Rocks amphitheater for free when there's not a concert going on there. And it is beautiful, and you can see why why it's such a favorite place to go see a concert. Nice. That'd be my recommendation.
Nice. Well, enjoy your time in Denver. May March treat you well when you get there.
Yeah, and shoot me a note, and I'll meet you for a beer somewhere or something.
Yeah, Brian likes beer.
I don't like beer. I'll join you for a cider.
I almost got you to like beer just now.
You almost did. Close. That great Stein from BlizzCon, but I'm only drinking cider out of it.
That's true. Where's my Stein? That's over there. We're done. Hey, if you want to send us an email like that one and those before it, themorningstream@gmail.com is where you can do it. You can also find all our contact details at frogpants.com/TMS. Big thanks to Alpha Geek Radio and Diamond Club for streaming today's show. And come support us to Patreon. Patreon.com/TMS. Because when you do that, that helps us survive. Like, literally. Huge thanks to all you guys who do that. Morning Stream, Scott Johnson and Coverville on Twitter. It's going to do it for us. We'll be back tomorrow. We got all the normal Wednesday business. I think Jury will be here for our news segment, so that'll be fun. Cool. In theory, Nicole will be settled in. I don't know. Have we talked to her? I don't know.
I talked to her. We went and saw the house on Saturday.
Are they good to go?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be good to go. Gorgeous house, and they've been unboxing, and family was out there. I think family all left yesterday.
Nice.
So I'm hoping that Nicole's had a chance to watch something for our deal, and I have. So
hopefully they have internet. How far away are they from you? Like a drive?
About 25 minutes.
That's not bad.
No, not bad at all.
Yeah. Well, you guys are going to be always hanging out. That'll be fun.
We're going to be thick as thieves.
Thick as thieves. That's right. With girth of thieves. Girth of thieves.
Oh, geez.
That's terrible. What am I saying? Let's let's end the show, and we'll do it with some music because Brian brought some, and we're going to do some now. What do you got?
I did. This is going to go out to Judd Lucky. Judd from California says, "Greetings, Sid and Nancy. I'd like to wish my good friend and fellow TMS listener, Dustin, a very happy birthday. I know he'd never ask for himself, so I'm going to do it for him, damn it. Thanks for all you do, Scott and Brian. You make my daily commute over the Santa Cruz Mountains something to look forward to. Cheers, signed Judd." I know those mountains. When I did installations at the San Jose, what was the newspaper?
Intelligencer.
No. Seattle.
Oh.
San Jose. It's something boring. San Jose Times, I think. It's something boring. So I was there a week because I was also doing training. I was conducting training. And I San Jose was okay, an okay place to hang out, but I kept driving over the Santa Cruz Mountains to go over to Santa Cruz because that was way more fun. They've got the boardwalk, they've got a really cool bowling alley, Gil Spacey retro bowling alley, really cool. Santa Cruz was the bomb.
Nice.
All right. Anyway. This is Judd's request. It is a cover by Laura Cortese. This was released in 2006 on her album Even the Lost Creek. Here's Laura Cortese and The Cure's Just Like Heaven.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.